I hope you're doing well today. As a matter of fact, let's just start today in prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we ask that the ministry of the Holy Spirit will come and rest on us and touch us and lift our spirits up to you. Help us to know how valued we are in your eyes, that you never leave us, you don't forsake us, and you even give us your spirit that we can walk through this day in trust with you. Thank you, Father. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, I hope you're doing well today. I just got done with a seminar, a healing care seminar called Formational Prayer, teaching people how to experience Jesus in the place of their emotional wounding. And we had a great crowd there all together between the different sessions. We had 160 folks. We were there for 4 days. Had great worship, wonderful people. God really moved. There were some wonderful ministry times. But I want to talk to you about this one particular moment in ministry, and then, well, maybe somehow it can bless you. So over the years, there have been times, it's not something that happens all the time, when I or someone on my team has felt led to, well, say, hey, why don't we pray for people that they would receive a Father's blessing? Okay, I'll say more about a Father's blessing in a moment. But anyhow, what happened was John Lee, my really good friend, great guy, he has a church in Columbus, a Vineyard Church called Tuttle Crossing, really loves the Lord, moves in the Spirit. John's beginning to minister to the crowd up front, seeing what the Spirit wants to do. And all of a sudden he says, hey, I think the Lord wants to bestow a father blessing on people that may have never gotten the blessing of a father. And if so, then he points at me in the back. We got an old guy here. I see that old gray-haired guy in the back, and they all turned and laughed. He said, if you want an old guy who is a father to bless you, go ahead back, and he'll do that. Well, I hadn't thought about it, but because we've done it and it was fine, I thought maybe a few people would come and I'll pray over them. Well, it wasn't a few people that came. I mean, literally, I'll bet I prayed altogether for 60 people. And many of them ended up being in tears because they simply wanted to receive the blessing of a father. There was one particular man who came up and he had tears running down his face and he said, Terry, I've been to two of your other seminars, and in both of those seminars, there was a time in which you did a father blessing, and in neither one of them was I able to stay for that. And he said, I was so hoping today that this would happen. Now, this guy was probably 45 years old, and he was taller than I am, and yet he had tears in his eyes. He was wanting a father's blessing. Now, I think there's a lot of reasons why this is so important, but, you know, fathers make a huge difference in people's lives. And I think for many people, fathers have been busy. Some fathers have been disconnected emotionally. Some fathers have been, well, unavailable or more into disciplining than they were blessing. I know in my own case, I remember even recently, my dad and I had a conversation. He's 93 years old, and there's been a lot of reconciliation that's happened in the last 5 years. And one of the things he said is, you know I didn't do much for you, but at least I gave you food and a place to live. I didn't want to say much to him about that, but, you know, fathers are supposed to do more than that. I mean, food and a place to live is good, but fathers are to, in many ways, to bless the lives of their children, to call out the best of them. And I think there's a lot of people that long for this. And in the end, when it doesn't happen, they feel like there's just something that is missing. I know I've done this a number of times, and people have even sent me notes about the impact that it had. And so I did this father blessing thing a year ago at a different seminar, and a woman sent me this card. And I want to read what she said on this card. Dear Terry, thank you for giving the women a father's blessing today. I cried, and I need to tell you that the shame is gone for the first time in 59 years. I am so full of praise to God for that. I believe that this was a totally life-changing moment, and I want to thank you for blessing me. Praise be to the living God. Wow, that's a lot that came from maybe a 3 or 4 minute prayer when it says that I believe that this was life-changing for me and that it's going to totally reorient the way I do life. I mean, that's huge. But I've heard those words many times when it comes to this issue of praying a father's blessing over folks. I know a father's blessing is important to me. Now, I guess we begin with, is there anything biblical about this? And boy, I think if you've read your Bible, you already know there's all kinds of things in scriptures about being blessed. Paul talks about that in Romans, that we do have the power to bless, that there's an authority that's given us to bless, and that that blessing has some not just spiritual significance, but it can have relational and physical and emotional significance in a person's life. And you look to the Old Testament, and you see the patriarchs did this all the time. Their children would come to them, they would lay their hands on them, they would speak words to them that these children long for because they believed it was part of their inheritance, not just the possessions that a father would give them, but the blessing that the father would speak over them. Now, I just think there's something inside of us that we long for that. And I know that when people come and they stand and I pray for them, that many times they simply begin to cry. Sometimes they leave with giving me a hug or they just thank me. Now, it's not about me. It's about the Spirit working in me. But this is something that I do when God opens the door. I mean, I don't walk around asking people, hey, is there anybody here that needs a father's blessing today? Maybe I should. But when we're in ministry time at one of these seminars, there are these moments when we feel the Lord leading, and then that question is asked. So I bet you wonder, well, maybe you do, well, what do I actually say over people? So here's what I do, and maybe you want to even visualize this here in this little podcast today. I ask permission that I can lay my hand on a person's head. There's just something about laying on of hands that I think is important. I do happen to believe that the anointings of God are transferable and that the anointings that God has given me, that they can be transferable to other people. It can unleash them. It can open them up in ways that maybe they weren't opened up before. You know, Paul speaks about the power of laying on of hands. And so I will take my hand and I lay it on someone. And then I ask the Holy Spirit to enable them to receive this prayer as though it was the prayer of a father. Their heavenly father, of course, but the prayer of a father over them, welcoming them into life as a child. And matter of fact, that's one of the first things that I pray. So I think I'll kind of do it here to give you an example. I know you're probably riding in a car or sitting at your desk or walking around doing housework or on a walk, and that's fine. But if this is something that would be valuable to you, just imagine that you're in a moment and this old white-haired guy, gray-haired guy, that you've come before and said, I want a father's blessing, that it's quickened inside of you. So here's what I would say. In the strong name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, and from my position in the heavenlies with him, I extend my hand to give you a father's blessing. I want to tell you that you are wanted and that you've been anticipated. We all believe that the party wouldn't really begin until you arrived. And now that you have arrived, we are so glad that you're here. Receive these words of welcome. And I speak over you the blessing that you will now choose life. Lean into life. I speak to your spirit. If any degree that the things the world has put on you have weighed you down, then I say to your spirit, awaken in Jesus' name. As a father, I delight in you. I'm proud of the way you're choosing in. Even when things are difficult, it excites me to see all the potential of your life. You are loved, and I love the person you are becoming. And here today, I want to call forth all the wonder of you in this blessing from a father. I call forth your passions. Please, don't stamp them out. The world needs that. I call forth your gifting that is unique, given to you by God. And I welcome all of your talents. And I want you to know you are so significant and important that as a people, we'll never function fully without you. As a father, I promise you my presence. Whether you see it or not, the resources of my life are yours to draw from. It pleases me to say that it is my desire to never leave you and never forsake you, but to always be alongside, blessing your life. There is no well so deep, no place so far out into space that your Father's love cannot reach. You are a wonder. And here in this moment, I pray that you can receive this Father's blessing. I also want to speak over you this. I bless your sexuality. I call forth the uniqueness of you. And I declare over you the purity that was given to you at birth. All restored, all celebrated, all wanted. May you from this day forward know that you live in a grace-saturated embrace of your Father. And that surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray this blessing. Amen. Now, this Father's blessing may or may not have had meaning to you, but I want you to know this. These words are meant. They're not just meant from this gray-haired guy who is a father, but I'm praying that you can receive them as a message from your Heavenly Father for you, that there is something unique about you, something special about you, that you are not a carbon copy, and that Jesus' desire is for you, just as it says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 10, you are the one that is sought after, just as it says in Isaiah 61. You are the one lavished upon as God's child, just as it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. That's you. I know life can be tough. I know we get a lot of road burn. I know we wander at times. But may you know that in the Father's house of love, you are cherished and you are valued. Well, to the degree that God has used that, we give him the glory and honor. I want you to always remember his face shines on you. He longs to be good to you. He longs to pour grace out on you.